Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is it. It's the part of the show where we thank the ice cream truck drivers. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. These are the people that deliver that fucking ice cream straight to your fucking ear holes. What are their names, you ask? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Their names are Jonathan, Lori Elsroth, Matt, I want a scoop baby daughtery, Malia, Paul's brother, Paula, Sarah Boyle, Scoop Kata, Slurpee Kaye, motherfucker, and Star Trooper 3000 Scoop. These are just some of the ice cream truck drivers in the employ of Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. They're out there delivering ice cream to your ear holes and preaching fun and doing all the stuff that we do normally, and they do it too. That's right. That made a lot of sense. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. If you want to be an ice cream truck driver, preachingfun.com. That is where you can go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver. Can I help you?
I missed something in the middle there.
No, it was all, it all made perfect sense. It was very logical. Everybody understood it.
I feel not helped.
No. It was helpful. Okay. It was at your help.
Okay.
Thank you so much, ice cream truck drivers.
Take your word
for it. Preachingfun.com. That's where you go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver. And who knows? The life you save may be your own. What happens when I do the thank yous while I'm typing and doing other things over here?
Yeah,
I just gotta talk and the mouth goes on autopilot.
You have a voice that says I'm good at multitasking.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I eliminated that voice a long time
Johnny,
ago.
Do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
Paul, there's still unresolved scoop beef out there that we failed to mitigate, to alleviate.
No way.
Make whole.
Yeah?
It's true.
No beef.
It's time for Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social Beef Edition. Across from me, Paul Mattingly.
Across from me, that's Mr. Matt Donnelly.
And the mouth of Dials, Jacob the Audio Guy.
I prefer turkey.
Or preacher beef.
What's the beef?
No, we have a we still have two scoops with the name I Want a Scoop Baby.
Oh.
Matt Daugherty, and I don't know the name of the other scoop. I Want a Scoop Baby. They have been in contact with each other.
Yeah.
But that contact has been on hold because they've not brought anything forward since we said at episode 1000 that they should have a mouth finger butthole tournament.
Or funger.
To mouth fungus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get it. Mouth fungus, yeah. Butthole.
It's like with rock, paper, scissors when you add the rock, but you leave your thumb up and you say, oh, that's dynamite. Fungus is the one that just beats everything.
Dynamite wins everything. Grenade, yeah.
So, and then the other I Want a Scoop Baby cannot come to Scoop Fest. So we can't settle it.
Can't settle
person.
It in person.
Beef!
Beef. Now, I came up with the least path of least resistance scenario, but what do you think, Paul?
I think, do we know who got it first?
I believe Matt Daugherty got it first but didn't register it, and the other person got it second and registered it.
Yeah, this happens. Well, if my pop culture reference is correct, this is from the Salt and Peppa song, Shoop.
I think so. I believe so.
There's so much Shoop rhyming going on. In that song,
yeah.
You can do shoop to my loo.
Yeah.
You can do
which someone might already
shoop boopy doopy.
I don't think
someone else got shoop to my loo.
I don't think anyone has. Well, it'd be scoop. So, but I don't think anybody has scoop doopy loopy or whatever you just said.
Scoop doopy loopy.
That's it.
Well, this is you're on the same path I was, which is that I think if one person simply adds scoop to the end, I want a scoop baby scoop.
Yeah.
Which is the lyric, which is stronger lyrics to the Shoop song.
I think that might be my brother's scoop name.
I Want a Scoop Baby Scoop?
I think it's something like that, yeah.
Is that already taken too?
He has some iteration of that
But he's signed up on it. He's on the registry.
Okay.
So if you go on the registry, you'll discover that that one's there.
I mean, I guess you just keep adding a word from each lyric, you know, just keep adding to it until it becomes your own.
Well, like adding here characters I scoop to again.
A new, yeah.
My niece, my witness scoop.
To just, the next man in the three-piece scoop.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
Brother ought to thank a mother. Brother ought to thank his mother for a scoop like that. Yeah. I say draw from the same reference point.
If scoops could kill you, would be an Uzi.
There you go.
Yeah.
Delve into the rest of Salt and Pepper's amazing discography. Yeah. You can even go beyond that song. Right. How about Scoop?
It's possible to go beyond Salt and Pepper.
I think
it's possible to use other artists besides Salt and Pepper.
Somebody's got Scoop It Real Good already, right?
They must.
I think Scoop It Real Good is out there.
What
other Scoop? What other Salt and Pepper songs that really? Let's talk about Scoop, baby.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Talk about all the good scoop and the bad scoop that can be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think one of those moves could happen. I don't think there's an official way to host a live mouth, finger, butthole tournament on Zoom or something. That would take a lot of coordinating.
Well, and that would be an attack on the integrity of the game.
It would. Well, I'm pleased that the greatest beef that our community faces is who came up with the silly pun name first?
Salt and Pepper pun names for scoops.
Yeah.
We're in a good place.
So I hope you can find one of those to be helpful there, Matt.
Yes.
Yep.
That should be a remedy, I would think. Plenty of.
I do have news on my end. That is, I've registered my new scoop name. Scoop, there it is.
Scoop, there it is.
I think someone does have scoop.
There they definitely do.
I think that is a scoop name. Yeah.
I did it all for the Scoopy.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't think that. I think that's new. That's
we have
grabs.
Not tapped into a great deal of nu metal.
No.
references, and that is.
I don't know why
it's having a moment. Nu metal is having a moment. It's kind of resurging. Oh, we're right on that 20-year
no
cusp.
More. Faith No More came on the radio yesterday.
Oh man,
I loved it.
Old Epic.
I loved it. I think it was Epic. Yeah.
I mean that's the song.
That's got a lot of play.
Yeah. I was like, this is great.
Song. Yeah.
Was that the one with the dying fish in the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Iconic. That's right. Yeah.
Iconic. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Faith No More, and then the fish dying was both to signify the ending of the person's faith in God.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Deep. Really fucking deep stuff. Hey, speaking of losing your faith in God, I have great news for everybody.
I was literally about to do the same segue to a different story. Go ahead.
The good news is, Matt and Jacob especially, you can now view Koyaanisqatsi on Amazon Prime.
Yeah!
It is on Amazon Prime. I watched the preview again.
If anything, that renews my faith in God.
Because I hadn't seen it. Well, I mean, I hadn't seen the movie in quite some time. I think I was like 17 when I first saw it. And I don't think I've watched it again. But it's Francis Ford Coppola produced it. I didn't realize.
Oh.
So he's the big name behind it. And it is a Philip Glass score, a famous Philip Glass score. And can't forget the name because
I've already forgotten the name.
Because most of the time we're watching the movie, they're under this really weird Philip Glass synth soundtrack. They keep going, Koyaanisqatsi, Koyaanisqatsi.
Oh, that's great.
Spielberg should have done the same thing. Steven Spielberg.
But it's part of a trilogy. It was part of a trilogy.
Steven Spielberg.
It's in all the movies. Those are the lyrics of that song.
There's a clip recently of Spielberg and John, what's his name, the composer?
Waters?
Not John Waters.
John Williams?
Yes. Johnny Williams.
The composer.
And Spielberg went to his house for the Jaws theme, and John sat him down and was like,
"Oh yeah,
dun 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 dun," and
just on piano.
And Spielberg was like, "You're having a laugh." This is a fucking.
You're fucking with me, right?
Pull the other one. It jingles. What are you talking about?
Yeah, John was like, "Hold, just let me get a whole orchestra behind this, and you'll see." But just trust me on this one, Stevie.
Yeah, he couldn't.
He calls him Stevie.
He couldn't grasp it at the moment.
Stevie and Johnny.
Stevie and Johnny. Johnny, oh no, Johnny. But yeah, Koyaanisqatsi.
That's really funny.
Meaning life out of balance, I believe, is the approximate some sort of Native American word. And but a fascinating, like a very meditative film. Something you could show the kids. They might actually be mesmerized, Matt.
I bet they wouldn't be.
No,
percentage of Paul saying you should watch this with your kids? That's actually a good idea for me to watch with my kids.
They would be fascinated. It's fast forward. So
how about the language of cinema?
It does speak the language of cinema. It uses very sped up film.
How much is it like The Simpsons or an episode of BattleBots? Because that's basically what my kids watch.
The Simpsons have referenced Koyaanisqatsi.
There you go.
There is a Koyaanisqatsi reference in an episode of The Simpsons. I can see it playing in my head. I'm trying. It's Homer going through something, and it's the whole. I'll have to look and see. Oh no! I think maybe it was in the evolution one. Anyway, you'll have to see.
Speaking of losing your faith in humanity,
yes. Yep.
We have a game changer, guys.
Oh, we do.
Shit. This one I hope is a game changer.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
At the very least, it'll be fun.
If you go, once again, thanks to the permission of, because I got this idea from Nick Newman.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you go to heyscoops.com/contact, mm-hmm. that's where you would fill out a scoop mail form. But you can just scroll down, and there's a thing that just says record audio. And so there's like a little scroll option that says either don't send audio, or record audio. And you can just, without filling out anything else, select record audio, and you can leave us a voicemail.
Wow.
You can just do that. You can also upload audio. So if you want to record it to something else on your computer that you're used to using, like GarageBand or a voice memo on your phone or whatever, there's an option to upload it, and then you just simply hit send, and then it goes to our scoop mail. So we get it, just like we get all of our scoop mail, but you can now send scoop mail in audio form.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And I like this because sometimes people have sent epic scoop mails, but we miss the tone on it or
That's
something
right.
along those lines. And other times people just aren't inclined to sit down and write. But they are like in their car or they are listening at home or whatever. And so they can quickly now just respond to say, Paul is wrong.
Because you did this. You did this on your phone, right?
I did. I just did it on my phone. I did it on my phone and on my laptop.
Yeah.
Both just instantly. And we should say that Hojack.
Which was first and second? Do you remember?
Phone first, laptop second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were both good. They both worked well.
Good. So I sent a couple of tests to Jacob. Things to note. Is that it's not, we're not a fan. Hojack just added it as quickly as possible to the contact page because he's just quick and smart that way. There's no like light that comes on that says you're recording or whatever. So as soon as you hit allow microphone access, you're recording.
It's going.
And as soon as you hit stop recording, you'll see it'll pop up how long you've been recording. So you won't, as soon as you hit record and allow microphone access, you're recording. Just do it. Just know that it's happening.
Just trust in it.
Just trust in it.
Does this work through the phone as well?
It works through the phone.
Fantastic.
My first test was on the phone. Just go to heyscoops.com/contact. Again, there are other places to fill in for regular scoop mail. Mm-hmm. You can skip all that. You can just go right
down. It's
just
down below
the,
form to send scoop mail.
Yeah.
It's right there. I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to go.
And so, I would just like, it'd be great because I want to have other voices on this show. We've been going for 1,000 episodes. We've had people stop by the churn, but it's really nice. It'd be really nice to have.
We've only been doing 1,000 episodes?
That's it.
It feels like a lot more.
No, I know. Yeah. It feels like 8,000.
Yeah, easily.
But but to have a new thing, a game-changing thing for our that I think fits in our show format.
Yeah,
I think I'm thrilled that Hojack helped me out.
I'm excited
for it.
So it's heyscoops.com/contact, or you can just go to heyscoops.com and at the top, all the little buttons at the top, one of them just says contact.
Yeah,
you just click on that. Either way, it gets you to the same place.
Just on our website. Go there.
Yeah. Speaking of losing faith in God.
Yeah.
I was downtown this weekend.
Oh,
I was downtown.
God.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So a bunch of us from Absinthe went downtown and had a little Saturday night dinner, and it was great. And then afterwards, I was heading back to my car. Went, oh, I have to use the restroom.
Dun, dun.
And right there is the beautiful downtown gym, the El Cortez.
Dun, dun.
So I say, I'll walk into the El Cortez, use the restroom in there.
The Paris of Fremont.
Yep. So the first thing I noticed when I walked into the El Cortez restroom was something brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Paul, when you go into a public restroom and you stand there at the urinals, don't you hate when there's just a puddle of urine right there at your feet that you either have to stand in or kind of straddle or work your way around or whatever? Yeah. Don't you hate when that happens?
It's an inconvenience.
The El Cortez has figured it out.
What?
They've just put a grate below the urinal.
Oh.
With a drain. Now, it doesn't speak well of humanity that's needed. But well, they've done it. They found the problem. They fixed the problem.
Look, Rome had vomitoriums.
I like that idea very much, actually, because that goes in line with my pyramid-shaped toilet. Like,
well, that's
make it easy to clean. Make the surfaces.
Unlike your pyramid-shaped toilet, I question the need for the urinal in this scenario.
If you already have a giant grate
there's
there.
Just a big drain in the floor there. I mean, why don't I just piss on the floor?
You're cutting out the middleman for sure.
Exactly.
Well, yes.
It's a drain. It goes to the same place.
It goes to the same place. I would think, I imagine it's all this indoor plumbing, all these water closets, as the kids are calling them nowadays, sure. It all has to do with odor.
I've discovered that's more than anything.
It's about diffusing odor. That's why.
But a lot of the
we
a lot
shit
of the
in clean
in Vegas,
water, which right. doesn't never has made any sense to me, even as a kid.
But a lot of the urinals in Vegas are now the waterless urinals anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
And that does not help with the odor.
No.
As someone who worked at an eco resort in 2000, where I had to change those things, it was gross.
So that is not. That if anything, that is a revitalization of my faith.
Yeah, no, it's like it's interesting because so you're worried about odor, right? So there's a grate below the toilets.
That's right.
That must go to some other collective apparatus.
Maybe the same place. I don't know.
Maybe the same place.
Yep.
And then you think, oh, if there's odor's an issue, then maybe you could run water through that.
Right.
And in which case, you're really
invented a toilet.
You've invented a toilet. So you're actually in a toilet.
When you're cleaning and you're in a casino situation, those are cleaned at least daily.
Yeah, yeah.
One hopes.
I bet more than daily.
Possibly. But that's an easy way to sweep everything into one easy big spot, right?
That's true. It might make the mopping easier for the restroom.
That's what I think about. I always think about cleanup.
Also, what the El Cortez is dealing with, for sure, is people vomiting.
Right.
Right. And that would do well,
let me
an
tell you what else
too.
The El Cortez is dealing with. Because that, as you may notice, is a delightful anecdote about the El Cortez and their engineering prowess.
Yes.
Jewel of Fremont.
Yes. What was not the Jewel of Fremont,
the flip side
was
of the
while I was standing there doing my business, a gentleman, an older gentleman with a walker, came up and bellied up to the urinal next to
him. With the walker?
Oh, he kind of like
gonna
move
piss
the
through
off
the walker?
Side. No, he moved the walker off to the side, but it was definitely
I would have
like
been
in the
thrilled if he'd pissed through the walker.
That would have been great.
Again, and then you just put like a pull cord shower above
right.
to wash off the
hilarious.
Walker.
That's it. So he's there. He bellies up to the urinal next to me as I'm finishing my business.
Uh-huh.
And so I turn around and go to the sinks and I'm washing my hands. And I turn back around, and this guy is just jacking it.
Oh, no.
Just straight up jacking it.
Just went into the El Cortez bathroom.
Yep.
Put the walker down.
Yep.
Just want to masturbate.
That's
right. At the urinal.
At the urinal. There's a stall.
Towards the urinal?
Right there. Kind of 90 degrees from the urinal. So, like, there are the little dividing walls between the urinals.
Okay.
He's basically masturbating at one of those dividing walls.
Do you feel like you inspired the masturbation? Do you think he was so turned on by you that he couldn't help it? Like, I was going
to
piss, but holy shit.
Yeah.
Adonis.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. And he's just yelling, great.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
If he means great or great, but he's yelling, and I'm going to masturbate.
That's right.
Do you think maybe because you have long hair, do you think maybe he was like, oh my gosh,
Look at
a lady.
Look at this lovely lady person just standing by your.
You think you thought I was Troy Polamalu? I often get mistaken for Troy Polamalu.
And he wasn't going for the toilet. He was going for the wall.
He was kind of facing the wall.
From the windows to the wall.
Well,
to the sweat drips down his balls.
He's probably trying to make his mark, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious. Like, what is the...
Yeah, he wants to have stuff dripping on a flat surface. He doesn't just want to flush them kids away.
So... What did I do in this situation?
Cheer him up.
Wash your hands. Got the fuck out.
I started the wave.
Go, go, go. You said, you know, if you touch it more than twice, you're playing with yourself.
And he said, like, correct. You got it. Yes, sir.
And how? He
nailed
said.
It. So I finished washing my hands. Also, the El Cortez has the dryers, like kind of the Dyson blade dryer things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You're not hanging.
They have those,
that.
but next to the faucet on the sink. So it looks like there's like a little soap dispenser, the faucet, and then next to that, there is a little hand dryer.
Oh.
Very clever as well. 2 points to El Cortez for bathroom engineer.
They got the layout down.
Honestly, you're right. The bathrooms aren't always pleasant at casinos.
That's right.
And
these were delightful, except for this one guy.
The Venetians are a dream. The Venetians and Palazzo.
The Wynn has great bathrooms.
Not an indictment of the El Cortez
design
team.
If anything... I'm about to tell you about the El Cortez response.
Okay, this felt so you let someone know.
I did not. That's why I'm saying it's a good response. I didn't even have to let anyone know.
Are they spying on the bathroom? Are they watching everyone pee?
No, I believe somebody else walked out and reported this before
El Cortez
did.
Just looking at everybody's little pee-pees, going pee-pee?
It may be, but I don't think so.
They assign a security guy to the grates. He's underneath there, like an alligator.
You are our greatest security guard.
He's a new guy.
Yeah.
Get down. You're on tail.
Yep. He's an alligator.
He's an alligator with a GoPro on his head.
So I finished washing my hands and walked out of the bathroom. And as I walked out, pondering whether I'm going to go find someone and report this fella.
Did you join in?
Yep. Like, I could have just joined in.
I can meet you, old timer.
I'm turning back around.
Only one of us is eating this cookie, motherfucker.
Yeah. And it's going to be you. So as soon as I take a step out of the restroom at the El Cortez, a security guard is standing there.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, is there a guy in a walker jacking off inside there?
No. For
did he straight up say it that way?
Speak.
No.
I believe I just quoted him directly.
Holy
jack
shit.
Jack it off.
That's...
Yeah. Oh, he definitely said the term jack it off.
That is Vegas right there.
Yeah.
There was no colloquialism whatsoever.
Nope.
Just no man being
or
inappropriate.
Man there being inappropriate.
Yeah, that's it.
Pleasuring himself.
Yep.
Is there
none of that.
A man in a walker jacking off?
This
I
is
mean,
a downtown Vegas
point,
security
right?
guard.
To
he
the
ain't
point.
Got time to fuck around.
No.
What is strange is that had he gone into a toilet and closed the door,
nobody would have bothered him.
I don't think so, right?
No.
I don't think even.
I mean, I guess he was like loudly going at it or something, but like, yeah, if he had just gone.
Was he making noises?
No, he was.
Come on, little buddy. I still believe in
you. He needs a new pair of shoes.
Man, it is hard to snort Viagra off the back of this toilet.
Do you think that's what I want? Do you think he was just practicing his craps motion?
Right, he's going to come, he's like, I was just learning how to roll dice.
You're a loss. I was about to shoot craps all night long.
I was about to lose tens of dollars.
You shouldn't have those waitresses so scantily clad delivering drinks if you don't want me to do what I'm doing.
Yeah. So I told the security guard, no, there was no such man in that bathroom because bro code.
You did not.
I said, let the man finish his business.
I
looked at his left wrist because the right one was occupied.
Yeah.
And I saw a fraternity tattoo.
That's right.
I cannot imagine
any other response than a simple head nod and a uh-huh.
I believe you got a yeah, exactly.
I mean, you just sit around and go, well, that's what that was.
did you start?
It's interesting that you asked that.
It's funny you should mention because I thought I saw. I wasn't a. You know what? Yes, absolutely.
That
sure
right.
was. That's
well,
correct.
I'm not sure what he was doing, but here's what it sounded like.
It's really hard to do that while laughing.
I can't do it.
Yeah. It's like,
and here's what it looked like from my perspective.
Oh God. Well, yeah, he's like,
I don't know. I don't know, officer. He was doing this.
He
you
was
tell
doing
me.
This. He was doing this. Oh Lord. Oh no.
I just thought he couldn't get the toilet to flush. It was trying rigorously to make it so.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, he is not a plumber.
I'm trying to set off the motion sensor.
Is there a guy in there jacking it? And you just nodded and started weeping. And then the security guard put a coat around you and said, don't worry, no one's going to hurt you anymore.
Put one of those metallic blankets around me.
You know,
they just carry those around.
The best move.
Did you just run a marathon? No, I just watched a guy masturbate in the bathroom.
The best move is you look at the...
And I'm exhausted.
You look at the security guard and you stare at him and you just stare dead in his eyes for like two beats. Then you turn back towards the restroom, cup your hands over your mouth and scream, Dad, run!
They're on to you!
They found you, Papa!
They're on to you.
Yep.
You don't understand. I have a jizz calendar for the holidays. I've jizzed in the four queens.
Yep.
I've jizzed in the California. I fucking knocked the circuit out right away.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you know there's guys. You know there's guys doing this, knocking them off their calendar.
I'm celebrating Advent.
You're not part of... You're not part of goonandfremont.org?
Yeah, Goon and Fremont. Circus is a free space.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
That's the middle of the bingo card.
The middle of the bingo card. That's everybody's got that one already done.
That is, I mean, if you walk in, you do have trace amounts of jizz on you.
That's just a Jackson Pollock. That place is just over. The place is fucking Dunsville.
I mean, they painted the Tropicana white. They're covering something up. Yeah, so that's how my Saturday night ended.
So you got your no nut November. You need a must nut December where you got a bingo card. You got to come in every
fucking
major
happened.
Major
fucking
nut December.
He was losing it.
Yeah.
He had gone so long.
Oh, yeah. His no nut November explosion. He's just like, I've got 3 weeks. I'm dying.
I got to tell you. It was a lot easier when November was just about growing a mustache.
Yeah, right?
That was much easier.
It was a lot simpler.
No Nut November. Yeah.
Especially for the security guards at the El Cortez.
Whoever came up with No Nut November should also just call it No Prostate Health November.
Yeah,
am I serious?
Right? Am I right?
Uh-huh. Got to clear those pipes, guys.
Wow. Preach. No Nut November is for awareness of something?
Probably. No, it's for awareness of incel behavior.
It's not for some kind of cancer awareness
I'm
or something?
Sure
it's for the cancer on this society of people who think not masturbating is some sort of badge of honor, who never grew up watching Seinfeld, apparently. I'm out!
I'm out!
I'm out, Jerry!
Master of my domain.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be something, but all those, every like challenge or whatever that they say,
it's
got to
be for
support something or another.
Yeah.
The ice bucket challenge that was in support of something or another.
It was
that was ALS.
Everywhere for
that
a long
getting,
time.
No,
was it
ALS. Okay. Money for ALS? Yeah,
and it did successfully raise a lot of money.
Good. Yes. I don't know how, but good.
It just drew attention to people knowing about the illness. But No Nut November doesn't. I don't think it raises attention to anything except. Being
well,
a
no,
real
because
when you
did the when you grew out your mustache or whatever for Movember or whatever it was
right.
called,
yeah,
it was for charities. But if you're doing it, people go, "Hey, you're growing a mustache." And you
yes.
go, "Oh yeah, I'm doing it for charity." And that would create the conversation.
That's
to
exactly
facilitate.
It. Yeah.
So if
not
like,
masturbating doesn't create a whole lot of conversations.
You're
oddly
really tightly
enough.
Wound, Mattingly. What's up with you, man? Oh, I'm doing No Nut November.
Have your eyes always been white?
Yes. You've never noticed the cream shooting out of my tear ducts?
Why are your palms so bald?
Have you not been masturbating?
Yeah. People don't realize semen is basically God's Rogaine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not seeing any benefit.
Okay.
No.
I'm not saying a charity that it's
no,
benefiting
it's just,
or anything like
it's,
that.
It's like daring someone to lick a cold lamppost. Speaking of which.
For charity?
It's colder than a well digger's ass out here in Pennsylvania. We already got snow on the ground.
This is the thing about Paul moving to Pennsylvania. Yeah. Is he starting saying phrases like it's colder than a well digger's ass?
I'm just going
Which
back
I
to my
is
Kentucky
how everyone
roots.
There talks.
I'm just going back to my Kentucky roots. I've got my country back. That's for sure.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't say colder than a witch's titty in a brass bra. That was my go-to phrase back in the day. I thought
because that, respectable.
Yeah, right. You know, because well, I've come to appreciate witches much more in my old age.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Brass bras underappreciated. Right?
Well, a brass bra ain't cheap.
No.
And titties appropriately appreciated.
But I'll tell you what.
Just nailing it.
Can you stop talking about doing Donut November?
Cold.
Excuse me. I have to go stand at a urinal sideways.
If you need me, I'll be the El Cortez.
Destroying my Donut November.
Yeah. On the wall. Not even in the toilet.
Yeah. Maybe he was going to turn and finish in the toilet. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Only makes more questions.
Yep. This is the classic though. Again,
oh,
my
if
favorite,
anything, I had questions.
My favorite piece of bathroom
Honestly,
graffiti.
Honestly, officer, look at me. Can you blame him? Look at this.
Any
idiot
happens
can
to me
come
all
on the wall
the time.
Be a genius and jizz on the ceiling.
That's what he's going for. That would have been impressive.
I mean,
yeah. You were still in the bathroom, and all of a sudden he was like, "Yeah," and all of a sudden you looked up, and there's jizz on the ceiling. That would be a real. You, sir.
Bravo.
It's a cum lag tight. Nicely done. You know, cum lag mites.
I'm not even sure if Paul is saying nicely done to the imaginary guy jizzing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Or if he's saying nicely done to himself for coming up with cum lag tight.
Cum lag tights are hard to come by, but cum lag mites. I mean,
dime a dozen.
Well, basically, it's the whole of the flooring in Circus. Everywhere you walk in Circus, free space. You're stepping on cum lag mites.
If you have, you know, a womb and all of the reproductive organs that need to grow a baby, do not walk into Circus during your fertile time. Because you will be impregnated by the floor of Circus. It'll just kick right up.
Circus, it's my daddy.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Circus does not pay that child support.
No.
So there's no one around this gentleman. There's only security waiting for him outside the bathroom.
Oh, no, there was security. I believe somebody had walked out and alerted security.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, so you weren't the only person in this bathroom.
I was when I left, but I think there was somebody else who walked out of a stall or something like that as I was peeing. But, you know, I wasn't paying attention at that point.
Yeah.
I did kind of want to stick around and see how the security guard dealt with this situation.
That's what I was curious about.
What is the protocol there?
I'm imagining
they
just walked him off property.
I'm thinking spit mask, right?
I mean, something.
I'm imagining they gave him a Gatorade.
Sir, you need to get your electrolytes back up.
A Gatorade and some netting.
A Gatorade, a couple of hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Oh!
Set him on his way.
Oh, God. I can think of nothing worse than... Oh! You're just in time for my post-masturbation ritual of a tall glass of Gatorade and a few hard-boiled eggs.
A glass of Gatorade. Not a bottle,
glass. No, I top off an iced glass of Gatorade and a few hard-boiled eggs. Yeah, my pimp's cup.
My pimp cup.
Fresh ground pepper, please.
Say when.
When. I don't need a lot. I don't want to over-egg these eggs. Hat on a hat. I'm not a deviled man. Just give me a hard
Normally
boiled.
They'd have Eggs Benedict, but with the walker.
Right.
You know, so you don't want to put that out there. You want to make that guy deal with hollandaise.
That's right. Or an English muffin.
Well, I do Eggs Benedict because I've already got the hollandaise.
No.
Ready-made.
DIY.
Sploot.
Oh, now I'm upset that I brought this up.
Because you no longer want to eat Eggs Benedict.
That's right.
We've ruined a breakfast.
Yeah. That's the true Eggs Benedict Arnold, is when you come in the hollandaise. That's an Eggs Benedict Arnold. Someone that serves you.
Eggs Benedict Arnold.
Oh, I served him Eggs Benedict Arnold.
Yeah. Infused. Semen infused.
Somebody figured out how to put Eggs Benedict Arnold up on the Urban Dictionary.
Terry, I'm in town. Come meet me. I'm staying at the El Cortez. I can't.
No.
I can't.
they don't let me in.
They don't let me there anymore.
Why?
I won too much money.
Oh,
I broke the bank there. They
you were counting cards?
No, I just got. Yes. Sorry. What did you say?
I asked if you were counting cards.
Yep.
That's you just changed your mind though.
Yes, I did.
You seemed like you were going to say something else.
Well, I can go back and forth pretty quickly.
Back and forth. Are you masturbating?
I am masturbating.
Making Eggs Benedict. Why? Why do you ask?
Making. Eggs Benedict Arnold.
I want to see that up on Urban Dictionary soon.
It's gonna I'm be sure up it's sometime. Up there.
Yeah.
Oh, what were you downtown for, Jacob?
Oh, we were down there having dinner. Okay. Absinthe dinner. Absinthe cast and crew dinner.
The you guys go out and have dinner on the reg on your off That's on a, schedule, on a, right?
Yeah. we do on Saturday nights. We just do a single early show, and then the other cast comes in and does the two late shows.
So yeah.
And so we often go out and have, you know, like a 9 p.m. meal or something.
Lovely. Where'd you
That's
go?
Nice.
We went to a little Mexican place there on Fremont. I don't know the name of it, but it's right over by the Commonwealth and all that stuff. And then it turned into a nightclub after we were all done. This is another thing. So we had a really nice meal there. There were like 18 or 19 of us having dinner there. It was really great. I had oysters. Raw oysters.
Mm. You hope.
And they were they drained all of the water out of the oysters and replaced it with spiced
oil. With Maxwell
oil.
House. Let's see if they know
yes.
this.
Oh.
No, they replaced it with like spicy, like Mexican spicy oils.
Okay.
I mean, it was fucking delicious.
Anne would flip really for that. Anne would love that.
I love oysters anyway. I saw this on the menu and I was like, done. I'll have two orders of this appetizer and I'm good.
She got six oysters at the Puddles show. And she, the next week, she was just like, I should have got more oysters. Like I should have just got oysters. I shouldn't have ordered any other.
By the way,
other,
it sounds like a euphemism.
Plates.
No, I think we've been talking masturbating too much, but saying I got six oysters at the Puddle show sounds like something really, really gross.
Yeah. And delightful.
And delightful.
Sounds like something you'd get kicked out of the El Cortez
That's
for.
An Urban Dictionary
that little
thing
spot
waiting to happen.
Come with that little spot of Fremont Street East.
Yeah.
When you just get off of where the Fremont Street kind of proper experience.
You're not under the canopy anymore.
Under the canopy and the experience over, and then you just get those first areas.
Yeah.
It is very similar to Tijuana.
Oh, yes.
Where, like, they're all something during the day.
Yep.
And they all turn to some version of a crazy nightclub at night. And it's like there's Commonwealth, there's that ice cream bar, whatever that's called. There's
Cheap Shot.
All those places in there just all look like, and then on the street, it just feels like you're in another country.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's the smallest block.
Very much.
But it is
so
crazy.
They waited to, they very kindly waited to turn it into a nightclub until we were done eating.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
As soon as we stood up, there was, like, out of nowhere, 15 people grabbing our tables and chairs and getting them the fuck off the floor. And then they turned on the loudest, like, dance reggae music. Not reggae. Dance.
Calypso.
No.
Bossa Nova.
No, the Mexican music.
Mariachi.
Mariachi. Yes, it was like dance mariachi music.
Oh, I like that.
It was really good. It was painfully loud.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, it wasn't just me. Everybody in there was like, this is really fucking loud. So I say, oh, you know what? I'm parked across the street, and I have earplugs in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go across the street. I'm going to grab some earplugs. I even have a few spare, like, disposable earplugs in there. I'll grab a handful of those. I'll bring them back in and give them to whoever wants them. So I walk out. There's a little patio outside with a fence around it and a gate. And next to it, there is a line of people waiting to get into this establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And a pretty long line. So I go over to the gate. I have no idea at all. As far as I can tell, these were paid actors. These were crisis actors.
Even when I was young and I was around New York,
yeah.
and we try to get in New York clubs all the time, I would go out to the Limelight.
Yep.
Sure. Which is a church turned into a nightclub, which always felt very rebellious and cool. I never understood, like, how, like, just so much better off in a bar, right, socializing with people where you can talk. And I never, I guess you just have to be very good looking, right? If you're just very good looking, you dance and people go like, oh, I like that guy.
Sure.
Let's fuck him.
Yeah.
It's a group effort.
Yeah.
Group effort. But I never understood.
Oh,
where'd he go?
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Hey, we can't talk at all.
Right.
Stranger, how are you? I don't know. At any age did I ever understand how it worked.
Yeah. This is going to be very, very much just old guy now talking. Old guy yells at clouds.
No,
now.
I was trying to explain that. Even in my 20s, when I was at these places, I didn't understand how it worked socially.
Right.
My closest experience was when we do midnight game launches. So I was not much of a club kid, as you can imagine.
Yeah. No.
I know, right? Shock. But
instead of old guys talking, it's ugly guys talking.
But we would line up for video games.
Never got hit on at a club.
We'd line up for video games at midnight. Uh-huh. And there you would actually meet people. You would actually meet like-minded folks. This is, you know, pre-smartphones, a lot of it. And
right.
You'd actually be able to chat with folks about video games. And you'd bring your handheld systems and sometimes play against each other while you're waiting and all that kind of thing. And it was a real fun community thing, but there also wasn't crazy loud music where you couldn't hear each other.
Right.
But like nowadays, the fact that you can just download games the minute they're available on through the internet, I can't imagine waiting for a midnight release anymore.
Well,
ditto.
I also, the guy PNS and Jacob couldn't wait for a midnight release either. He had a release.
he was releasing.
He couldn't wait till midnight at all.
It was right around midnight, actually. Yeah. Not
to mention it. No, not midnight.
Yep. So I say, I'm going to walk across the street and grab my earplugs out of the car over there. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy, not a security guard, but a guy who works there who's manning this gate.
Yes.
And he's not letting people come in through this gate. He's shunting them over to the line that where you're going to pay a cover and everything to get it. And so I say, hey, I'm just going to run across there and grab some earplugs out of my car there. I'll be right back. He goes, no, you can't come back in this gate. You gotta wait in the line. I said, well, I'm not going to wait in the line. He goes, yeah, you got to wait in the line, and they'll give you a wristband, and you'll pay a cover. I said, oh, I'm not going to do that. We just finished eating. We're all hanging out. There's like 20 of us in here. And so we're just hanging out. We just had dinner. He said, yeah, I know who you are. I saw you guys in there. But you can't come back in through this gate.
Jesus.
And so I said, fine. And so I hung out outside for the next hour. And several, so and like most of the rest of our group also hung
outside, yeah,
for the next hour, not inside buying drinks,
not inside spending
money, but just sitting outside on their property, chatting.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They want to turn into a nightclub.
Oh, but I was like, turn it into a nightclub, but you want us to stay and spend money, right?
That's dumb as shit. That's my thing.
Literally, I was like, car's right there. You can watch me. We'll walk over there. We'll walk back. And I guess that like they don't want you to go over and do drugs in your car. Yeah. Or
the only thing I can think is drugs. And then the other thing is he's setting a precedent. So then now everybody in line sees you leave, come back in. It's like, why can't I go through the gate?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's dealing with that all fucking night.
I guess.
So I feel for him on that end. But at the same point, he didn't know exactly what a big group you had. Like, why wouldn't he have some respect for the big chunk of change that's sitting there?
Well, that's it. You feel disrespected.
I didn't even feel disrespected. No, I was like, this is just bizarre.
Let it out.
I masturbated in the bathroom.
Whoa, right on the wall.
I let it out.
They're like, I would let someone else go to their car and come back, but you filthy fucker.
Come lag tights everywhere.
Yeah. He was like, what's that between your fingers? Spider webs? I don't think so. You don't carry around a spider web, sir.
Nightclub culture has always been idiotic to me.
Yeah.
And I like, let's wait in the line for a really long time to go inside a place where we can't talk. And then we all get fucked up.
Well,
we leave talking about how fucked up we got.
Funny enough,
after the fact,
that was when I was doing improv coaching for those pickup artist guys.
Oh, right.
So much nightclub talk.
I always forget about the pickup artist classes that you taught.
I didn't teach pickup artistry. I taught improv. But
you taught pickup artistry, sir.
It was so funny. But they would talk about how it was all about, like, don't ever buy the water.
Just go to the bathroom, cup your hands, take a few sips, and hit that dance floor again. We're talking no money. You don't have to spend money in these clubs.
Oh my God.
Is this too much? But I mean, to be fair, the water was like $18.
No, it is. No, it's all crazy. I do understand the culture and the rules of it. I don't understand how it works.
Right.
I don't understand why more people go like, yes, that. But I guess let me take that back. I'll walk it back as I say things out loud. Because basically you are young
and you
don't know how to meet people. You know that a bunch of people will go to this one place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do understand. That does make sense.
When you said the sentence, you are young, for a second, I thought you were just complimenting me and saying that I was young.
Jacob, you're young.
You're young.
You want to go meet some people.
You've got your life ahead of you. Well, it's an experience.
I quickly realized that's not what you meant.
It's an experience. And, you know, you did it. I went to a few clubs when I was out there and I was like, well, this isn't my thing. But
when I first moved out there, by there, I mean here.
Yeah.
When I first moved to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Outside.
Jersey Boys was a very popular show.
Yes.
Yes.
And nobody in the show was married yet.
Right.
Basically.
Oh, so it's just party, party, party.
So we did go to clubs all the time.
And Sarah didn't even have a serious boyfriend.
and Sarah, you know, we had an agreement.
Yeah.
I'd watch her work.
Uh-huh.
But she could dance.
Yeah.
Then we'd oftentimes get tables given to us, right? And so you can actually then talk to people or whatever.
Getting the tables in the nightclubs, being in like the VIP areas, very different thing.
Got to go to VIP one time when DJ Skills was holding the roost over at the Rio nightclub one night.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to go. Yeah, we got to go in the Voodoo, and it had that giant ring of fire in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And he had control of that shit that night. It was so cool. We would just periodically yell from our VIP table, and he'd go, flames, flames, flames. It's just awesome. That was fun night.
We used to go, yesterday and I used to go to a bunch of clubs for different events, but always like would either have, you know, tables in a VIP area, or would be in like a cabana if it was an outdoor club or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, always on somebody else's dime.
Right. Yeah. This is actually now, as I'm raising two young men, I should, dance classes is probably a good investment.
Oh, yeah.
Because a guy knowing how to dance is a pretty, pretty big.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's true, yeah. Your boys definitely need to be in dance classes.
Confidently dancing
at
a club is a really good feature, social feature.
You know what won't get them laid? Piano lessons.
Preach. No, they know that. They tell me that.
Yeah.
They've fallen off that train pretty hard, yeah?
No, they still do piano lessons, but they don't like it.
Not getting them laid? Not getting any stink on the hang low?
What's their music of choice? Do they have a song that they got now? Chopsticks, yeah?
Oh, I told you, my oldest is in a Metallica cover band.
Oh, right.
So he's learning Metallica songs all the time.
So he's been Enter Sandman works on piano.
Enter Sandman is a big one.
Is it Stranger Things? Is that why Metallica kind of popped back up in the super young culture?
Maybe.
I think that's part of it.
I think there was some Metallica and Stranger Things.
I think that might
there
be
was.
It. But yeah. Yeah. Master of Puppets, all that stuff. But so he's learning Metallica.
Yeah, that's it. I think it was Master of Puppets.
The Mario theme song, all that stuff.
Right.
I actually think that I maybe want to start trying to. There's got to be like YouTube. There's going to be something on YouTube that teaches piano, right?
Oh, yeah. I think you just YouTube piano lesson.
There's stuff on the Nintendo Switch that teaches piano.
Yeah.
There's a Labo piano.
That's my own personal goal because I think it's just better to keep learning stuff.
And so
I think just for myself, not to actually do anything, not to play out, not to join a band, not to do whatever.
You need to get in dance classes.
I think my wife would like if I got in
I think she'd like it a lot.
As well.
Yeah. I think both of our wives would really like it if we got into dance classes.
I could totally see, like, there are the couples is when they get more empty nests, they start taking dance classes together. I could see us doing that 100%, unironically.
Okay, you guys are going to be in ballroom classes
just doing
in a few years.
I think
Anne's hoping I can get into a walking class. That's my next big step.
A ballroom walking.
Ballroom walking. Just how to fucking move again. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a Paul of the story of the guy using a walker and still being able to masturbate and was inspired.
I was like, that guy's got it going on.
He lit up.
Fucking champion.
No limitations on that guy.
No way. No hurdle too high.
No. But yeah. So we'll see. But yeah. I think getting the boys in dance class would be a smarter idea.
I mean, it's smarter than sending them to the bathroom with the Yael Cortez.
Yeah, that part is scary.
Matt, did you get the boys the new Mario game?
Not yet. Is it out?
Yeah. Is that on the Christmas list?
It's probably on the Christmas list. I haven't looked at the Christmas list yet. I'm sure it's on there.
Paul, is it on your Christmas list?
No, I've already beaten it, except for the very final, very difficult level.
Okay.
You have to collect every coin, jump every flagpole, you know, all the secrets. I cleared that.
Jump every flagpole.
That's exactly it.
Collect
every coin.
Till you beat Bowser. Yep. And I did. And I got one more thing to do. It's really difficult. The whole thing, the gimmick in this one, there's a couple gimmicks on this one, but your hat gets these little badges, and they give you different abilities like squatting and jumping high, or floating a little bit in the air, or having an extra long jump, or
jumping
constantly.
I've been looking
constantly.
For hats that'll do that for me. And I wish I could
find them too. But the final mission, the final level, is consecutive levels over and over again, where every level is a different hat ability taken to its nth degree. So if the hat ability is jump high, you have to jump high over poisonous volcanoes without touching them in the slightest, or you're instantly dead and all this kind of stuff. It's proven very difficult so far, but I'll get there.
I believe in you.
I'll get there. I got that a halfway point, but boy, it's a kick in the dick. I spent like 40 men and just didn't make any progress at all, really. Just kind of bashing my head against the wall.
Chin up, huh?
I'll do it.
Don't be so down on yourself.
I'll do it somehow.
Paul was weeping when we started this recording today.
40 men.
Some way.
40.
40.
40 Marios.
40 good men.
Dead. Just dead.
Just a graveyard of Marios.
But it's an excellent game. Excellent game. Commercial. There's this whole thing, the wonder seeds that you get. And basically, like, you go on a drug trip. The whole level turns into a crazy hallucinogenic fever dream. It's really great.
I'll tell you who is filled with wonder seeds. And that is the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manly's Ice Cream Social, is brought to you by Bloomin' Turkey, taking spatchcocking to the next level.
Ooh. Hey, are you ready to set
back to one, everyone.
Hey, are you ready to set the Thanksgiving table with something spectacular? Hey, I'm Tom Turkey, here to tell you about Bloomin' Turkey. All you got to do is stick my ass in some batter and fry it. Also, you have to cut it up severely. Take me, cut me up severely, batter me up, and throw me in a fryer. I'll explode like a goddamn mushroom. Put me in the middle of the table and watch people freak out when they say, "What did you do to that turkey?" Also, I use this utensil as my wiener. It's a spatula cock. How about that? I got a spatula cock for you. I'm going to flap your jacks. Boom. Pancakes, bitch.
Enter Hay Scoops at checkout. Boom. Pancakes, bitch.
Yeah. Thanks, Cup of Scoop, for that commercial.
Yep. Thank you ever so much for that. Let's do some Scoop Mail.
Physical Scoop Mail. Physical Scoop Mail. Zippity-doo. We got mail in a box.
I love it.
Goonin' down
Fremont. Goonin' down a Fremont.
For you,
get me a free space.
We got one from Scoop K. Scoop K sent us a whole box of stuff, including Scoop K was our costume contest champion at the last Scoop Fest here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, yes.
Get your tickets now for the upcoming Scoop Fest in 2024. But sent us the prize. There is a traveling trophy that goes along with the costume contest.
Yes.
And Scoop K not only sent us the trophy because she's not going to be able to attend this coming Scoop Fest, but also built a very nice box for the trophy to go in, a case for it, if you will.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, a look forward case. To that. Yeah, it is delightful. So thank you for that, Scoop Karen.
Amazing.
Scoop K. And from Scoop K, dear sirs, as we proceed into season two of the venerable and esteemed podcast known as Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social, we should evaluate, perhaps, the accoutrement that adorned the churn to reflect the more mature and sophisticated taste of such an august institution. Please find the enclosed set of coasters for which you and your guests should rest your cocktails that celebrate the ancient and dignified art of bird watching. Also included a candle to enhance the atmosphere of the churn as a space of intellectual debate about an authentic emotional response to the challenges of our age. Let me close with a beloved traditional Irish toast. As you slide down the banister of life, may the splinters never point in the wrong direction.
Oh,
respectfully, Scoop K.
Thank you, Scoop
K. So Scoop K is
what
a couple,
what a
blessing. A couple of accoutrements to class up the joint, if you will. So there's a very nice candle, a nice soy candle here.
Okay.
And on
Does
the
it
candle.
Have a scent?
Let's see if it has a scent. Oh, it smells very nice. Okay. A little bit of vanilla.
Okay.
And, it has a nice clean scent to it.
That's old man jizz. It's an old man jizz candle.
Yep. Well, on the
I
candle
believe that's
it says,
Spanish, right?
Light me when you want a BJ.
Oh.
It just says, light me when you want a BJ.
Well, we're going to need some more of those candles.
Because I did take a little bit of Spanish.
Burn the hell out of those.
And that is how you say, I am candle, soy candle.
Yo soy candle.
Yo soy candle.
And then there's some birding coasters here.
Birding coasters is a very nice addition to the chart.
We have one that is all boobies.
Hey,
is there a tufted titmouse in there?
Let's see here. The next one is Hooters. It's all owls on this one.
Oh, that's funny.
We have one here, cocks. There's even a couple of peacocks on that one.
There you go.
Oh, we got some tits.
Yeah, all right, there you go,
good
Paul.
Tits there.
Oh, is this about tits?
Tufted tits.
Oh, some shags. Is that a type of penguin? No, I don't know what this is. Apparently, there's some birds called shags.
Okay,
there we go. Oh, and of course, closing it out with the peckers, with the woodpeckers.
This is fantastic.
Innuendo birds.
That's right.
That is perfect for the churn. Thank you very much.
Speaking of peckers, we have obtained a woodpecker at my house.
You have?
Yeah. There's a woodpecker who now hangs out at our house, woodpecking on the palm trees.
Did you order it? How did you get it?
Amazon. From the Amazon.
He flew in from the Amazon. Yeah. All the way from the rainforest.
That's right.
Rainforest Cafe. Right. The Rainforest Cafe woodpecker.
Double monkey cock.
We have a second physical scoop mail here.
Whoa.
From our buddy Brogan.
Brogan.
Let me see. There's a letter from Brogan here. I'm just getting myself in the mind space to read it in Brogan's accent.
Okay.
So we know that it's from. Hey, boys. I heard that once again, Jacob is having memory problems, understandable at his age. So I decided to send this. I deemed it important enough to pack and send just before I go in for surgery of the titty kind. Sadly, not to remove, but happily, it's nothing serious. I'm glad to hear that, Brogan. Thank you very much. Jacob, here is a jumper to remind you always that I'm from... Oh, and there's a capitalized word there that I can't read. It looks like Scotland, but that's not right. So I don't know. There's also some fancy... I'm dropping the accent. I can't do that anymore. There's also some fancy dark chocolates for Matt and some Maltese reindeer to show that I do love you, really. Paul, since you're not in the churn, I assume I owe you, buddy. Love you, Brogan.
Oh, an IOU from Brogan there, Paul.
Yeah, you got an
Brogan,
IOU there, Paul.
Brogan don't owe me shit. Brogan got me my Xbox Series X, and that has been the coolest thing. You know, I was with the Xbox online service for years and years and years. And I finally stopped after my 360 I finally just quit a couple years ago. But once I got my Xbox Series X gifted to me by Brogan, which super generous, I hooked that bad boy up and tapped back into my old account. I have like hundreds of digital games that I already downloaded and paid for that I can boot up on this new system again. So it's really remarkable. Yeah.
Matt, there's some good-looking vegan chocolates in here for you.
Awesome.
And some Maltesers. Oh, we've got a P.S. here from Brogan. P.S. My mother wants you to know that she had no part in this and that she loves you on pod therapy. Fair enough. All
right. Oh, all very right. Sweet.
Let's see. I got a sweater, as we call it here in the States.
It's a beautiful sweater.
A Gansy.
A jumper.
Yeah.
It looks like the Scottish flag.
It does.
All over it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why Brogan would send
something. Brogan's from there, Jacob.
What's that?
Brogan is from Scotland.
Brogan has visited Scotland?
Brogan is Scottish.
Brogan's in Scotland right now on vacation? Nice. Good for Brogan. Brogan deserves a vacation.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so you got some Maltesers here and raspberry vegan ganache.
Whoa.
There you go.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Very nice.
The wife will like these as well.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. We got... here's some email. From Moxie Fox. From our friend Moxie Fox. We haven't heard from Moxie in a while. Hi, fellas. I have made the decision to move out east to Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
Moxie, heading out to your neck of the woods, Paul.
Welcome. Welcome to the party.
The move won't be until April of 24 at the soonest, but I'm already trying to get ready for my new life across the country, and I have an idea for most things, such as new doctors and the like, but I have a huge question mark hanging over me that I hope you guys may be able to help me with. How does one get into a new theater/live performance scene? Namely, it's difficult for me to be going from a company that knows and trusts me enough to book Matt Donnelly, the Mind Noodler, on my recommendation alone,
yes,
as the theater's main technician, to the mystery and unknown of a new environment. So any advice to keep my confidence up in this transitional time would be greatly appreciated. Fucking you in the face and mouth. That's Moxie Fox. Moxie H. Fox.
Mox, I don't know what area of Pennsylvania you're moving to. Because Pennsylvania is gigantic.
Hopefully not Paul's area, because he's got that shit locked down.
Yeah. But all small theaters could use help. And so, obviously just going to see some shows there and talking to people afterward is a good way to get it started.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
We always say this, but if there's an improv group, improv theater, improv thing in your area, it's a really good way to just get dialed into different people in your community.
It gets you in touch with a lot of stuff. It branches out into everything.
But I would also stop by every theater you see and just look for any kind of, if they hire work, seasonal work, production work or whatever, mm-hmm. just try asking around because a lot of
especially
times...
Especially, you got some credentials at this point.
You have experience.
You got a resume.
So I think, they're probably not good at like listing jobs on any kind of job site or anything along those lines.
As you know, Moxie, from working in the theater in the body of water?
Tahoe.
Yeah. There's a lake.
Tahoe boat.
It's all those things, yeah.
Tahoe Bell.
As you know, from working in the theater in Tahoe there. Tahoe Bell, yep. If they don't have a Tahoe Bell in Lake Tahoe.
I know, it's the same thing. That's
it's a
layup.
Fucking miss.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know that these people are not good at doing just a lot of the day-to-day kind of clerical type stuff. Go in and just offer your services. What are you looking for? What do you need? Let me come work for you.
And then if there are any kind of still meetups and that kind of stuff, if you can join any kind of organizations that just generally you're going to meet a lot of people at,
yeah,
those people generally kind of know someone who's affiliated with local theaters and that kind of stuff. But you'll do it. You'll nail it.
I'm not worried about you, Moxie.
Experience matters, and you have experience.
That's it. We got one from Curry Scoop. Hey, cunts. Episode 1045 discussion about Steph Curry water reminded me of a literal shitty job story of mine from earlier this year. I don't remember Steph Curry water.
Steph Curry, they had to cancel his game show because they got diarrhea in the water.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That was, ugh.
By the way, my wife, you're talking about why Steph Curry will never quite break through the way Jordan and LeBron has.
Yeah.
My wife can't stand when Steph Curry has a beard. He has this really scraggly beard. And she's like, oh, that beard, shave it. And he always chews on his mouthpiece. His mouthpiece is always half out of his mouth. And she just, every time I'm watching a Warriors game, she's grossed out by Steph Curry. So I was like, that's what's holding him back.
That's up. You gotta resonate a little more with the ladies there, Steph.
That's why he's so poor now.
Yeah. That's why he's having such a hard go of it. Poor fella. I believe he had to withdraw his Patreon support of this show.
Step it back.
Yeah. Let's see. I was working on a film set here in the UK with a lot of standing water. We spent 10 weeks shooting a battle scene with loads of horses running about, hundreds of extras, a lot of high fantasy shenanigans. I can't tell you the production since I'm still dealing with the subsequent lawsuit from what happened. Shit.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
My job was as a member of the stunt team, and we were being blown up, run down, and generally thrown around in the mud all day, every day. We were all having a lot of fun at the end of each day. We were all having a lot of fun, and at the end of each day, came tumbling into the costume tent, smelling like a public swimming pool.
Yeah.
You mean delicious? This smell was down to all the chlorine, which had been sprayed around the set twice a day.
Uh-oh.
When week 9 rolled around, we all turned up for work and noticed a distinct lack of chlorine smell. We asked the production about this, and they shrugged, claiming they didn't know why this was. We all had a pretty good idea, though. The previous week, a night shoot had been completely shut down when it turned out the sparks hadn't been paid in over a month. The sparks are the electricians, the people doing all the lighting and everything. Mid-take, all the lights on location had been turned off, plunging the forest into complete darkness. From out of the inky blackness, a single voice was heard, "Hey, name of the producer, you pay us right now, you cheap fuck, or we stay dark."
Wow.
That is a solid bargaining technique.
That is a very
Get
solid
the bargaining rat technique. Out.
That's it, exactly. After a few laptops had been brought out and transfers made, the lights were turned back on again. Quick, direct, and effective. Say what you like about the difficulties of working with American unions, they at least look after their people, and here in the UK, we really envy you guys. The production company was now on guard, and the less astute suppliers inspired to imitate the Sparks' strong-arm tactics. One such supplier was the sanitation company. Production were late paying, and so rather than talk like adults, the company just walked. With only 2 weeks left in the shoot, how much did we really need sanitation anyway?
Oh, boy.
Turns out, a lot. After a few days, we were all feeling it, and after a week, the first of us started dropping. I was one of the first to go. I had been wearing heavy prosthetics, so every time I was thrown into the muddy groundwater, it would pool under my mask, and I could feel it trickling down my nose and into my mouth.
Oh.
I began to feel sick, then lightheaded, then I passed out. When I came to, I realized I had shit myself, and I mean really shit myself.
Wow.
A river of shit filled a rather expensive costume, and whilst it was being cut off of me by the ambulance team, I erupted from both ends, lamentating the ambulance...
Laminating.
Laminating, that's the word. The ambulance in vomit and blood-filled shit. Yes,
it is laminating.
Blood-filled. Yeah. After 4 days in the hospital, the doctor came into my room and concluded that I had drunk a rather worrying about amount of horse shit. In the end, 15 of the crew and several more stunt guys and extras were hospitalized with E. coli, while several more got off with just being very ill. On the bright side, though, things are now looking good for a class action lawsuit, and I bet it will be more expensive for those cunts on production than if they had just paid the suppliers on time.
Always
fuck
the
you
way.
In the face. That's Curry Scoop.
Thank you, Curry Scoop. I hope you're feeling better.
Really shitty.
That's awful. We had, we had our crazy Klingon costumes, and they started skimping on the cleanup and maintenance on those after a while. There was a dip.
Right.
And there was an outbreak of ringworm during that dip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, you
ass.
Want that stuff to be clean.
Yeah, you got to clean
it. I was in a show probably 25 years ago. It was one of the last shows that I worked, that I was in, where I was actually on stage. And I had a stunt after one of the, after a big fight scene where this fella took my seemingly dead body and was disposing of me, and the way he disposed of me was he picked me up and threw me into a pond, and I then just like floated away. And I that scoops the Curry Scoop story resonates with me a little bit because of that. However, I was also the person in charge of cleaning the pond. So that pond was fucking clean.
I'll bet.
I was the one going into it, and I was the one in charge of cleaning it. And so, yeah.
That helps, yeah.
Man, that story is gross.
Yeah. Oh, that's really, real really disgusting. Tough. That much.
Curry Scoop, I want to follow up from that when you can tell us what the movie was.
Yeah.
And if it's actually going to be released.
I hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if it's going to be released, we want to see it.
So I'm still finishing up that HBO book, the oral history of HBO.
Uh-huh.
Game of Thrones, shooting in Northern Ireland, was apparently some of the worst shooting conditions ever.
All right.
And I just feel like, we do this, so that, like, we do it so people have a good thing to look at. Like, it just doesn't, when I read these stories, you're like, was it worth it?
Yeah.
That's gotta be a better way to do it. I was just reading an account of Ed Harris. He won't even talk about The Abyss.
Oh, just the horrible, how horrible just,
it was
the
so, right. Like, he almost drowned, like, several times. Everybody on the crew said it was hell on earth. I can imagine it would be very, very difficult. The way that film was shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very. It's an incredible movie, but boy, yeah.
Do you think it's possible that he only thought that he almost drowned because they were making him breathe that, like, liquefied oxygen stuff?
You're right.
So maybe he's just
so
mistaken.
Go even deeper.
Don't be a baby. You can breathe this.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You can breathe the liquefied oxygen.
No. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Oh, man.
Did you ever see the director's cut, the final, with all the special stuff at the end? Yeah.
I think I did, yeah.
Chris Elliott shows up?
Sam Elliott.
No, Chris Elliott.
No, but I'd like it to be Sam Elliott.
I prefer Chris Elliott. Thank you very much.
You know, I'm an alien.
You know, I'm one of the aliens.
I would
live down
way,
the bottom of the ocean.
I way through. Prefer Chris Elliott to Sam Elliott. I would have loved to seen Chris Elliott in fucking Tombstone. That would have been great.
There you go.
Let's do a little Jock versus Nerd.
You want to do a little Jock versus Nerd action?
Oh, am I?
Fuck yeah.
I'm on the hunt for balls.
Yeah. We got a Scooby coming at us today from Bearded Scoop. The categories are Motu Toys, Steph Curry, Batman, and fast food.
Oh, wow. Man. Look out. Time for a clean
Paul,
sweep.
You excited about Motu Toys?
I sure as fuck am.
I'll tell you what, I'm starting with fast food for 400. While McDonald's is currently the largest fast food chain, this chain is considered the oldest with food stands in 1916 and being officially founded in 1921.
Arby's.
We do have the beef.
I think it's
we've had beef since 1916.
The Big Boy, right? The Frisch's Big Boy?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's Frisch's. I think it's Big Boy.
It could. Yeah, maybe. I have no idea. I guess I'll pass. I'll pass to you, Paul.
The oldest fast food chain. Maybe Nathan's Hot Dogs, too. I don't know. I'll have to pass.
Matt?
It's a pass for me, Jacob.
Let's see here. White Castle.
Oh,
Castillo
man.
Blanco.
White Castle.
I am ashamed of myself for not knowing that. Did you guys hear? McNuggets are coming back.
To White Castle?
No, Chicken McNugget Buddies.
What?
What?
You remember the Chicken McNugget Buddies? The little guys that would advertise chicken nuggets? The little puppets? But then they sold them as little toys in the Happy Meals?
Oh, in the ads, yes.
Yeah, but then they also sold them as toys?
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be McNugget Buddy Happy Meals in collaboration with a performer whose work I am completely unfamiliar with. I'll have to find out exactly who it is again. But, yeah, it's a $12 special celebrity meal deal that's coming down the pipe here in the middle of December, and you can get McNuggets again. McNugget Buddies.
Thank goodness.
Man, I was having a rough day, and now...
Perked you right up.
Turning around.
Paul, you're up.
Yeah. I will go with... I'm going to shoot the moon on the Motu Toys for $2,000.
All right. According to the ToyCollectorsGuide.com, from 1982 to 1987, there were a total of this many female characters released. Go on, Paul. How many female character of Motu toys or whatever the fuck this category is were released from 82 to 87?
I'm thinking, you've got Tila.
Range.
No.
You've got Tila.
Tequila.
Yep. Tila.
It was the action figure Tila Tequila.
Evelyn.
Sweet Tila.
And Sorceress. And I think, but even 87, was that, when did the movie hit? It was like 86.
Matt, when did the movie hit?
86.
86, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
And I'm trying to think. The Granita didn't get a release.
No.
There was no Snake Women at that point.
That's right.
Agreed.
No other female characters that I can think of besides the She-Ra dolls, but those aren't Masters of the Universe. So three.
All right. Took a long time to get to three, which is correct. Tila, Evelyn, and Sorceress. Man, we took a long fucking time to get there, and I definitely did not care or remember what that category was by the time we got there. Matt, you're up.
I'll do Batman for 400, please.
The DC and DC Comics is actually an acronym for what? It shares its name with the publication Batman debuted in.
Detective Comics.
Yeah, I always hate that it's Detective Comics Comics.
The Distinguished Competition.
Ah, it's me. I'll try fast food for 800.
Deactivated critters.
Yeah.
McDonald's is the largest fast food chain with over 40,000 locations. Then Subway with 37,000. Starbucks with 36,000. Round out the top three. Burger King is ranked sixth within with this many locations within 5,000.
Okay.
So I got a 5,000 window here. So Starbucks is third with 36,000. Yep. And you have Subway with 37,000 and McDonald's with 40,000. And the average of those three numbers is immaterial to this question. That's right. So Burger King is sixth. I'm going to say 20,000.
Good guess. Good nice answer. Even good 20, answer. 20,000. Let's see 20,000.
19,000.
Wow. Beautiful job.
Easily within 5K.
Within one.
I didn't need that 5K window.
Holy smokes. That's right.
Thank you, Bebop.
Holy smokes. The artist is Kerwin Frost. I guess he's an artist. I don't know what his stuff is, but he's the guy coming out. Oh, yeah, he's a New York-based artist coming out with very interesting McNugget buddies. I will keep my MOTU toys. 12,000, please.
All right.
12,000.
Daily double.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. This is for all the marbles.
Now it's for 2,000. Moss Man was the Motu version of Strawberry Shortcake because of this reason.
This is a stretch.
Okay.
I guess he, I don't know if in the original release he was scented, but he's scented. He had a pine scent. In the classics version, he had a pine scent. He may have had a pine scent in the originals. I'm not 100%. I can't remember that. Stinkor certainly was infused with patchouli, and he was released before Mossman, if memory serves. But he's scented. He had scent infused into the plastic. He had a pine scent.
So that's he's pine scented.
He smelled.
All right, let's see. What was Mossman's pine scent?
There you go.
Just nailed it. Matt.
I know way more than I should about the old Masters of the Universe toys.
Agreed.
Batman for 800.
While the Batmobile evokes images of menacing black vehicle, the very first Batmobile was this color.
Blue.
Ooh. Red.
It was red.
I'm wrong.
It was red. It's me. I'll go back to fast food for 1,200. The Burger King Bacon King certainly lives up to its moniker. Within 500, the Bacon King has this many calories.
Oh, God.
Now, okay.
Yes?
I feel like we've done something like this before, and it was less than we thought.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be like 10,000 calories.
No, it's probably close to 2,000. It's usually close to 2,000.
All right,
can get away with like... recommended daily allowance.
Let me do an algebraic equation here. So X equals the number of calories in a piece of bacon. and then Y equals the number of calories in the rest of the sandwich. So X to the nth power plus Y equals the answer, which is 1,400.
1,400 is a good guess.
Good guess.
2,102 calories.
Oh, wow.
Just outside.
Short. You're just short.
Just outside.
Oh. Wow.
Paul.
Masters Universe Toys, please, for 800.
First available in 1984, this was the first released vehicle, not animal, for Skeletor and his evil forces. All right, if anybody else sends in a fucking scooperty with Masters of the Universe questions that makes Paul sit and ponder quietly to himself.
All right, I'll do my math out loud. So, evil vehicle, I'm pretty sure it's Rotan, but
okay.
As far as evil vehicles go, yeah, because we had the first vehicle that I got when I was a kid was the Sky Sled that's attached to the Battle Ram, which was the best. Still the best fucking toy.
Sky Sled.
Yeah, best fucking Ram. Toy. But, yeah.
When I was younger, they called me the Battle Ram.
Pretty sure Rotan, yeah, 84, I'd be 2 years deep. Rotan.
Rotan is correct.
Yeah.
Great. Matt.
Batman for 1,200.
Let's see. Jason Todd, the second Robin, was famously killed in the A Death in the Family story. Why? Not because Joker beat him to death with a crowbar.
I think this is asking is because the audience voted for it. They put out
correct.
Issues.
Yes.
Where they had they put
should
an 800 number.
Should Robin live or die?
Vote. Should yep. Robin live or die? And the audience voted die.
Okay. The fans voted for him to die via a phone poll.
Yeah.
Wow.
You called it, Matt. Good stuff. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you didn't say phone poll, so you lost the
I was like, there. I even incorporated the phone number.
No, but you didn't say the words phone poll. It's very important.
Phone poll.
Oh, yep. It's me. I'll go with Motu Toys. I'm not going to go with Motu Toys.
Did you guys ever see Hereditary, the movie?
No.
There was a death by phone poll in that one, too.
I'm going fast food.
Spoiler for the guys. A guy got kicked out of the Encore Desert for touching his phone pole. Yeah,
this fast food chain has the best ice, according to a plethora of sources online. Got to be Sonic.
It's Sonic.
Sonic yep. Ice, baby.
It is.
Absolutely. Yeah. All day and twice on Sunday.
My wife cannot live without that shit. She loves it.
I just recently found out that you can buy just bags of it.
Yes.
Yeah, you just go to the Sonic drive-thru and buy bags
of Sonic. Ice. Yeah, we don't have one close by, of course. Got to go too far. For
and remember, if you go, you got to – the Nick Newman showed us on via video. They will say their name. And if you repeat their name back to them or say what your name is when you order, you get a discount.
Oh.
Yep.
Paul, you're up.
I'll take the Masters Universe toys to close it out, Frank.
Interesting. Ward or Wondar, the only exclusive figure in 1984, was available through this means.
He was.
You had to kill a man.
He was a mail-in figure through Wonder Bread promotion that they think. It was a mail-in figure. There's lots of confusion around how Wondar came to be. But he's a mail. He was a mail-away figure.
You said he was a little crusty?
He was very crusty.
What is a Wonder Bread mail-in order? Yes, yeah. That's just what it was. So glad.
It's not what it was, but that's the common understanding, yeah.
Matt.
Batman for 2,000.
Let's see. Batman is a city and the capital of the Batman district in the Batman province of this country. It lies on a plateau near the confluence of the Batman River and the Tigris and has a population of 452,157 in 2021.
Oh, shit.
What?
There's a country.
Uh-huh.
I believe that they did a thing where they had like naming contests and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and so they named a town Batman City.
But did they like, really?
Yeah, but it's like it's not like Uzbekistan, but it's like
it's like that. Huh.
It's something along
Krakistan
those lines
or some
there.
Shit.
Well, you got the Tigris River.
The Tigris River. Puts you in the Middle East. Yeah, but it's so tiny.
Uzbekistan.
Can I phone a friend? I know my buddy Eli would know.
Did he go?
I'm
to
just
Batman?
Researching the Scooperty rules, and no.
All right, it's a pass for me.
It passes to me. I, of course, know this, but I will be passing as well.
Understood. Paul? Thank you. Very gracious.
I have no idea.
Let's see. Oh, shit. I just opened up a thing.
Yeah, you just opened up Keynote. Now you're going to do a whole fucking presentation about this answer?
Sorry. Yes. So the Batman city is in, God damn it, Turkey.
Turkey.
Oh.
Turkey. There you go.
Batman Turkey.
That's me. We've got all of Steph Curry here now to enjoy.
One of them's a daily double. That's the danger zone.
That's true. One of, and I'm going 400 for Steph Curry. It's the daily double.
That's pressure's off. 400. That's a good.
Found it.
Yep.
Steph Curry was drafted first round, 7th overall by the Golden State Warriors in this year.
Hmm.
Jeez, that's a tough one.
That is.
He's
like 92, 93.
I'm going to try to help you out by doing some math out loud with you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Okay, so Steph Curry is currently, he's 35 years old.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he did play 3 years of college.
Yes, at Davidson.
At Davidson.
Which is what I was hoping the $400 question was going to be.
Right. Yeah. So that means he probably entered the league at 20?
Somewhere in that neighborhood, yep. So about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's see. So 23 minus 15 is carry the one.
I know a bunch of other facts about this draft, but they might be in the question, so I'm not going to share them at the moment.
Yeah. So we'll say it's going to be like 2008, 2009. I'll say 2008. 2009.
Oh!
Shit. So close.
Paul!
I got to go with the Steph man for 8.
Steph Curry holds the record in the NBA for the most what at 3,474.
That's not the. Oh.
That's the cumulative, right?
It's cock pushups.
No. He's the big 3-point guy, right?
He is a big 3-point guy, yeah.
But that's a lot of 3-pointers.
It is.
Do you think it's most days with scraggly beard?
Yeah.
No.
Mouthpieces chucked out of the sideline disgustingly, yep, to people sitting in the front row.
I'll guess points by via 3-point.
So not number of 3-point shots, but points via 3 points. Via 3-point shots. Is that what you mean?
Listen carefully what Jacob asked.
So that, are you saying that
was
that
what
had,
I was? That was what
Did
I was thinking, but now I'm 3, thinking maybe
3,474 3-point shots, or has he scored 3,474 points via a 3-point shot?
That's what I was thinking.
Or is he the only person to ever hit the shot that is worth 3,474 points?
Let's see. For
one time. It's like a progressive.
Eight. Oh, no, it can't be a multiple of it. So it's just got to be straight up 3 points.
So you're saying
he scored 3,000 3-pointers.
Okay.
3-point shots.
Yes.
His 3-point shots made. That's correct.
And you know how I figured that out?
Yes.
That number wasn't divisible by 3.
There you go.
Also, that number would have come out to about 112 games.
Right.
That's crazy.
Matt, you're up.
How many points how many 3-point shots does he do a game?
A lot.
He can average, I think, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
And times 82. But he has the record for most in a season. I believe he's the top 3 3-pointers in a season.
That
I
is
think
some so. Superhuman shit.
1,200, please.
Let's see. Steph Curry holds how many records for the Golden State Warriors out of the 19 listed on his Wikipedia page? So how many Golden State Warriors records does Steph have?
All of them?
But it's 19 or fewer. So some of those records are going to be NBA records, I think.
Right.
Which are probably also Golden State records?
Right.
I would assume?
Yeah, because if he's setting for the league, he's probably sure he's setting it for the...
Right. But that's not what the Wikipedia page says. So now you have to figure out...
What are the scores, Jacob?
Let's see. Paul is winning because of Masters of the Universe, and he's going to win the game.
Okay.
Yeah. He has 6,000 points. You have 800. I have 0.
Oh, okay. I passed them. I want to see if I can get the 2,000 passed to me.
All right. I'll guess, because why the fuck not?
Yeah.
16. 8. Games played, minutes played, points, assists, and some other stuff. And it's me. I'm closing out the category and the game. Steph Curry for 2000. This is Steph Curry's actual name.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Stephanie. It passes to Paul if I pass it. And Stephanie he'll get it with Curry. Stephanie.
Well, he can guess and lose. He can guess, that's lose, true, and win.
I'll pass to Paul. What do you think, Paul?
I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, interesting. Matt?
Wardell.
Stephen Curry II.
That's right.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you go by Wardell?
That's a better name.
And you have to constantly tell people not call you Steve, but Steph. So you doubled down.
Right. Yeah, you have to correct
twice
him from
and then, you went middle and name and corrected spelling.
You got people
name,
like, yeah, me who are pretty sure your name is Stephanie.
Yeah. That is the game. Paul wins with 6,000 points. Matt's in second with 2,800. I'm in third with minus 1,200. And that's from Bearded Scoop. Thank you, Bearded Scoop.
Thank you, Bearded Scoop.
If you want to send us a Scoopity or a Price of Scrite, Jock versus Nerd, or just some Scoop mail or some vocal Scoop mail, head over to HeyScoops.com right there on the homepage. Oh, and you click on the buttons.
You can do vocal Scoop mail.
Vocal Scoop mail.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
We'd have to push pause a bunch.
I guess.
Can you push pause on your thing when you play it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you can pause it.
All right. Well, leave a voice, Scoop mail voicemail for us.
That's it.
Go to HeyScoops.com/contact and check out our new voice feature. We'll hopefully feature some in our very next episode.
I hope so.
Love it.
So, yeah, do that and check it out.
I want to thank Wardell Steph Curry II,
mm-hmm,
for being one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And so fun to watch.
Yeah,
terrible.
He's going to go down, right? He's going to go down in history as like super duper.
I want to thank Pinch Left creating this podcast.
Thanks, Ben. Oh, geesh. Matt just sneezed his nose off.
Oh man, yeah. That's what I told him I was doing in the bathroom.
I
also want to thank the following people who support us over at Patreon. These people are gooning down Fremont Street.
Yeah.
That Thing in the Attic, the Bad Humor Man, the Cincy Scoop, the Curse of Mac Tonight's Tomb, the Damsels of Dorkington, the Devil's Lettuce Scoop, the Didgeridoosh, the Famous Ball, the Going Over Our Fred's Podcast, and the Ice Cream Headache.
The following people will pee directly through their personal walker: Thomas Beach, Thomas Townley, Thunder Cougar Falcon Scoop, Timothy Sutton, TK421 Scoop Please, Tom Krieger, Tom Mankerty, and Tom Stott.
These people all always pay their sparks with blowjobs. The Ice Cream Headache, the Mechanical Scoop, the SCOOP, the Salty Squid, the Scoop Lockean, the Spirit of the Latin Club, the Waffle Stomper, the Dirty Scoop, the Man, the Myth, the Scoop.
The following people love their dirty birds that are references to body parts: Tony Cowley, Tony Scuprano, Travis Jaguri, Travis Murray, Tristan Guevara, Troy Anthony Tanzer, Tuba Scoop, Tyler Bartlett, Tyler Scoop McDuck, and Udo Gerhards.
And the following scoops are actually just carrying around spider webs. That's just spider webs between their fingers. That's Uncle Don's Woodshop, Verminous Scoot, Walker Ryan, Warren Bro, Water Ice Scoop, Wayne Giovinazzi, Wendy Cooper, Wendy Bumgarner, Wes Coughlin, What Was Like When Scoop, What Was Like Scoop, Who Dat Scoop, Will Billy Dan, Will Kellner, William Martin, William McDonald, Win Walker Scoop, and XL Scoop. Thank you all so much. If you want to be like these folks and get thanked on the show, head over to preachingfun.com. That is where you can go. PreachingFun.com.
Come visit PreachingFun.com. It's better than hanging with your mom.
Or if you're like me and you learned more today about Masters of the Universe toys than you ever wanted to learn, go to fartsinabag.biz.
Fartsinabag.biz.
That's fartsinabag.biz. That, along with preachingfun.com, it takes you over to our Patreon page, where for as little as $2 a month, you can help keep this show on the air. We do this show because we love it. We started doing the show because we absolutely love it, and we love the scoops. However, the Patreon page, that is what keeps the show going. So head over to preachingfun.com and fartsinabag.biz. Go to both. PreachingFun.com and FartsInABag.biz. Sign up for as little as $2 a month. Be a Patreon. Support the show that you like. Make sure that we know that it's worth more than $0 to you. And you get cool stuff. You get cool stuff in the mail if you're on the Patreon list. And you get discounts to things like Scoop Fest tickets over at ScoopFest.com. So go do all the things.
Stop jacking it and go buy your Scoop Fest ticket.
Get out of that El Cortez bathroom and go buy yourself a Scoop Fest ticket.
It's great.
And then head on back into the El Cortez bathroom, finish your business, because we're not here to stop you. We don't believe this No Nut November bullshit.
No.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay safe out there. We love you, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Gear it up for Extra Nut December.
Ton of nut.
Ton of nut December.
All nut December.
Nut five Year's times Eve. A day December.
Goon Year's Eve is coming up, guys.
That's a nut December into Goon Year's Eve.
I love our holidays.
We're preaching fun.
See ya.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, why is Chris Bosh so sticky?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.